100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Has your home ever been damaged from a natural disaster? Do you have insurance and make a claim, but the deductible has to be met to complete the repairs? Have you ever had a car accident and had to drive around with a damaged vehicle after you reported to the insurance company because the deductible was more than you can afford at that time? If your home is damaged and/or you have a car accident, would you have $500 to $2,000 available to pay your deductible? We at WPayD.com have a warranty for your deductible at a price anyone can afford and ease the worries of having a high deductible for lower rates. For about 1.5% of your deductible monthly, we will pay your deductible when the time comes. And if you do not, we will return 25% of your premium. If you do not use your warranty, every 2 years. Click on the website to apply for your warranty today. We pay all your deductibles.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family. And be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a 4 Principles of Wealth Building audio. You know, I like to always open with an inspirational story. And this story is one called Meaningless Goals. A farmer once had a dog who used to wait by the roadside. And every time a vehicle came by, he'd chase out and chase that car. As soon as the car came, he would run down the road, barking and yelping and trying to overtake the vehicle. One day, the farmer's neighbor asked the farmer, "Do you think that dog is ever going to catch a vehicle?" And the farmer replied, "That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is what would he do if he ever caught one?" Many people live their lives like that dog, pursuing meaningless goals. So your goals should be concrete, measurable, but most of all, meaningful. Dr. Herbert Harris here. I have a holiday special for you to help you close out this year with passion and purpose. I am offering a 2-for-1 special to purchase 2 copies of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for the price of 1. For only $16.95 plus shipping and handling, you receive 2 signed copies of the 12 Universal Laws of Success plus over $100 in digital bonuses, including a success workbook, a 12 affirmations to live by poster, a 12 Universal Laws of Success audio download, and much more. A new life awaits you. Go to www.12ULS.com and get the tools to help create your new life. That's www.12ULS.com to create your new life. Our theme for today is gratitude. And I picked that theme for 2 reasons. One, we are in the Thanksgiving and gratitude season. And 2, our guest today has written and taught about the power of gratitude in achieving success. Our quote for today is, "Gratitude makes sense of the past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." I'll share that again. Gratitude makes sense of your past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. That is a perfect lead into our guest, our featured guest, Mae McCarthy. And Mae is the last of 10 children born and raised in Hawaii. Growing up in the shadow of 9 siblings enabled Mae to develop the sales and negotiating skills that she's famous for today. At the age of 6, Mae started a concession business and learned her first important lesson, food inventory shrinkage, as her brothers literally ate her profits. Since 1982, Mae McCarthy has helped to start and grow 6 successful companies as large as $100 million in annual sales. She's a best-selling author, speaker, university lecturer, and angel investor. She serves on business, philanthropic, arts, and university boards. Mae has become successful by implementing spiritual principles into her ventures, and it is her passion to pass this knowledge on to others. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Path to Wealth, and her newest title, The Gratitude Formula, a 7-step success system to create a life that you love. Wow. So welcome, Mae.
Dr. Harris, thank you for having me on. I'm so grateful to be here, Dr. Harris. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you, the more I read about you, the more excited I get. And I saw some of your topics at the Unity, speaking at many of the Unity churches. Right. And that's beautiful. I speak at Unity churches and studied with Eric Butterworth in New York.
Wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, what I love to do, I like to know a little about the person before the person. And so maybe you could share just a little about your early years, your growing up. That just
seems fascinating. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for asking. It's very fond memories. Yes. I was, as you mentioned in the introduction, I'm the last of 10 children born in and raised in Hawaii. And one thing that stuck with me that's permeated through all of my business career was this idea of fair exchange of value. My parents, you know, told us that we would certainly be taken care of. We'd have food, we'd have clothes, we'd have all the basic necessities and got to go to school and things like that. But if we wanted anything extra, if we wanted, you know, some spending money to buy toys and things like that, that were extra over and above, you know, normal kids' desires, then what we had to do was figure out how to solve a problem or create a convenience for someone in order to facilitate a fair exchange of value. So I saw my brothers, my older brothers, mowing lawns and washing cars and trimming hedges and things like that, because they saw that they could provide this and people would pay them for it. So at 6 years old, I remember telling my mother, the people out in front of our house on the beach look hot and thirsty. And I bet that I could provide something cool to drink or some sort of refreshment, and they would give me money. I could facilitate that fair exchange of value. And she said, well, I'll help you start that business if you'd like. So I started a concession business that I was able to advertise with paper plates written all over the outside of our fence, and told people that I had this for sale. And I went down and gave new, you know, sample products to people, and it developed a nice business. Well, I've taken that idea, that wonderful principle of fair exchange of value, with me into every single business that I've had. And as an angel investor, I actually advise companies that I invest in, and also students that are going through entrepreneurship programs at universities and colleges, to figure out what problem are you trying to solve, or what convenience are you trying to create, and then facilitate a fair exchange of value. There doesn't have to be a winner and a loser. Everybody can win. And that's been my principle throughout my entire business career.
Now that's incredible. That is so beautiful, because I think that's a principle that's often missed in business.
And spiritually speaking, we know that that's the law of giving and receiving, the law of circulation. As Catherine Ponder from the Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, she said that it's actually the law of increase. Mm. As you give, you can expect to receive. And so as you facilitate this fair exchange of giving and receiving, everyone can be lifted up and prosper.
Wow. Now, that, you know, that's a beautiful setup, I think, for your book, because when I was going through some of the topics, that idea of gratefulness, that idea of, I'll call it reciprocity, but it's almost like a natural reciprocity, that what you put out comes back, almost an economic karma, you might say.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely true. You know, when I was 19, the summer before my sophomore year in college, my sister had an idea for a business. So we became partners and grew it. And while I was going to school full time, I had 250 employees. And one of the things that I noticed was that because I was responsible, my team was responsible for all the sales for the organization. What I recognized was that we would all, as a team, get incredibly excited every time we would meet a sales projection, every time we met a sales goal. Mm-hmm. And I, for some reason, had this little light that came on in my head, and I thought, what if we started being grateful and celebrate achieving our goals in advance? What would happen? And what I learned was that as we were grateful and excited about achieving our goals in advance, we actually magnetized ourselves to receiving even more. I mean, and Oprah Winfrey and many famous people that are very successful have also pointed that out. And it's pointed out in the Bible as that little old lady who was grateful for the oil that she had. And then it continued to multiply. And Oprah Winfrey said, when you're thankful or grateful for what you have, it tends to multiply and you have more. But if you focus on what you don't have, if you focus on lack, you tend to have that as well. And we know from using spiritual principles that whatever we put our words, thoughts, and emotions on tends to manifest.
Yes.
So being grateful for what you desire in advance and using words that describe your already completed goal with gratitude tends to enable your subconscious and this wonderful spiritual intuition to show up and guide you to achieve those goals.
You know, mate, it's like priming the pump. You know, when you live in the country, I remember going to visit my grandparents in the country, and they always had a cup of water by the pump. And before you could get anything out of that pump, you had to pour some water in. Once you pour that water in, you got all the water you needed. But if you didn't pour that water in, you didn't get anything out.
Right.
So priming the pump, I love it. You know, it's interesting. I'm glad we went this way because we have a lot of young listeners who they see the end result. You know, they want to be successful, but they never necessarily see the process. And I think what you're sharing is that a very important part of that process is that idea of being grateful. You have to see what you want to be grateful for.
Right, right. And since you brought up young people, what I usually ask people to do, the reason I wrote the gratitude formula is because in the Path to Wealth, I describe a daily goal attainment practice where you take on this characteristic of spirit, this wonderful intelligence in the universe to be able to guide you through intuition to achieve your goals. And, you know, thousands of people all over the world have been practicing this now with some good results. But they were telling me stories about giving up on goals that were bigger than anything they've achieved before or different than anything that they've achieved before. They felt that since they weren't getting these intuitive messages to take action, that maybe they weren't the right goals for them. And my response was simply, you know what? Success is a system. It's not a secret. All you have to do, since you don't believe that achieving that giant goal is possible, what we have to do is just shift your beliefs. So in addition to using repetition to do your daily practice and describe your goals as already complete with gratitude, you need to go out and make what you want familiar and welcome. And the way that you do that is you read stories about other people who have achieved the kind of success or the kind of experience that you want to have. I mean, all of us will look at Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and Oprah Winfrey as giant and successful people. But if they go and look at their early story about how they started, what they'll recognize is, wow, they're just like me. They didn't have a whole lot. They started in a garage. They, you know, they rolled up their sleeves and they worked really, really, really hard. And then always stayed focused on the end goal with gratitude. And when you do that, you'll be guided step by step to take action that's pertinent and relative to the goal that you want to achieve. So use your daily practice every day with gratitude to describe your goals as complete and go out and read stories and meet other people who have achieved the kind of success that you want. And you'll start to believe that it's possible. And once you believe it's possible, your brain that's trying to protect you will take that spiritual intuition off mute and you'll be guided to achieve what you want.
May, let me tell you something. You have my skin just like triddling because I hear
well,
that.
You know, all I'm doing is helping people remember to remember what they already know.
Remember to remember what they already know. That's one of those learning points. We love to point out when we go through interviews, there are little things that I call them learning points, helping them remember to remember what they already know. Well, we're at a point now where I need to take, in New York, we call it a pause for the cause. And so for our listeners, we'll be right back. And May's going to talk more about her book, The Gratitude Formula, and how to put this formula into action to change your life. So we'll be right back.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. We're now back with our guest, Mae McCarthy, and she has just been setting us on fire. So Mae, maybe tell us a little about those seven steps that in your book that people can take and go step by step to get what they want.
Okay, well, the first step, the very first step is to program your brain for success every single morning. And the way you do that is to set aside 20, 25 minutes to write down your goals with gratitude as though they're complete. Read what you just wrote out loud to anchor the meaning more fully within you. And then do something that professional athletes and professional musicians do every day. They mentally train their brain for success. They mentally train along with physical training to perform at their highest level. So sit quietly and try and see in your imagination yourself in the completed goal, not how you're going to get there, but in the completed goal after you've achieved the goal. All right. So that's the first step, is to hold a goal planning meeting with yourself every single morning.
Now that's a learning point. I think it's the daily application. In other words, it's not a sometime. It's an every day.
Right. And the reason that you want to do that first thing in the morning, Dr. Harris, is because our subconscious will point out and illuminate possibilities of whatever we program into it. I mean, think about the last time you bought a car. You know, you thought about the car, you imagined having the car, you narrowed down all the models of car that you might like to have. And didn't you start to see that car driving around everywhere?
Yes.
You never noticed that car before it was a goal.
Wow.
So it's very important to program your brain first thing in the morning before you allow the rest of the world to program it. Before you pick up that mobile device, before you turn on the news, before you read the newspaper, to program your brain with things that other people think are important, program your own. And then your subconscious and your intuition will filter all the billions of pieces of data that are out there coming at you all the time. And it will illuminate those things that are in alignment with you achieving your goals. It's almost like you have a spiritual partner.
Wow.
That's guiding and directing you along a path to achieve what you want. So the key here is to take the time to put what's important into your own brain before you allow other people to put what's important to them in your brain. All right. So that's the first step.
Yes.
The second step is you have to use the right words to create your goals. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that will say things like, I want to get out of debt. Or I want to lose 10 pounds. I hear that after Thanksgiving all the time. But think about that goal, Dr. Harris. If the goal is to be wanting to get out of debt and to be wanting to lose, haven't they already achieved it?
Yes.
Aren't they already wanting?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So why does their subconscious and intuition have to show up to help them? So they have to shift their words and describe with gratitude the goal already complete. So they might say, I'm so grateful that I'm financially free with a minimum or more of X number of dollars to use and enjoy, to bless others with, and to invest in increase. I love my financially free life. Or I'm so grateful that I'm physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, and a healthy, pain-free body that's easily able to move through life. You see the difference?
Yes, absolutely. See it the way you want it to be.
And use your words with gratitude to describe that.
Yes.
To enable your subconscious and intuition to guide you.
Yes.
The other thing, the third step is to choose goals that are right for you. So often in our society, we agree to do stuff for other people, and that only builds up resentment, anger, feeling like we've been taken advantage of, and that sort of thing. And when you do that, when you have those negative emotions, what ends up happening is your whole emotional self is turbulent. Mm. And you can't notice that intuitive guidance that wants to help you achieve your goals. So be very careful about whose goals you're choosing. If it's required for your job, or it's required for your role in life as a parent or a spouse or a caregiver, then start to describe with gratitude that you easily and joyfully and successfully complete what you've obligated yourself to complete. Mm, but if it's an elective use of your time, choose your goals wisely and make sure it's something that you feel really good about.
Wow.
The fourth step is to recognize that when your brain loves you, your brain remembers every single time you've had a goal in the past that you didn't achieve. Yes. And how disappointed you were. And it wants to protect you. So if you have a goal that's bigger than anything you've achieved before, or different than anything you've achieved before, and your brain doesn't believe you in terms of you thinking it's possible, your brain's going to put those intuitive messages on mute. Mm-hmm. And it's only doing that in order to protect you.
Wow.
So what you have to do is recognize that this is a part of what your brain does. This is a part of protecting you and loving you. Now, the good news is that science has caught up with this.
Mm.
It recognized that we have strong beliefs and behaviors that are tied to neural pathways in our brain.
Yes.
Now, the good news about that is we can use that repetitive daily practice that I spoke about, describing your goals as complete with gratitude every morning, to strengthen a different neural pathway and a different belief in possibility.
Wow.
So we can do some things like making what we want familiar and welcome, about reading other people's stories, meeting other people who have achieved what we want to achieve, and start to believe, wow, if they could do it, I could do it. That'll take that spiritual intuition off mute. And your brain will allow those messages to come through.
Now, you know, Doc, you just sort of touched on a base. When you talk about other people's stories, and I do a lot of work in network marketing and businesses where testimonials, you know, what the business has done for me. And many times I see that people hear other people's story, but I think maybe their ego makes them reject it, you know, that I can't do it. Yes.
I'll give you an example.
Yes.
One of, a friend of mine had decided he wanted to be a successful real estate agent in San Diego. And he used his daily practice to describe himself as a successful realtor. And after about 8 months, he had very few clients that ran him ragged, and he didn't make very much money. And he thought, well, I'm going to give this up because I don't see that it's possible to be a successful realtor. Mm-hmm. And I said, before you do that, let's check and see what words you're using for your daily goal attainment practice. And he was using a lot of words that described I want instead of I already have.
Yes.
So we shifted his words to describe great clients, serving his clients in valuable and fulfilling and satisfying ways to facilitate a mutually fair exchange of value, and being instrumental in helping contracts and financial arrangements to go smoothly.
Mm.
So he's writing that out. And I asked him to go meet other successful realtors. So he went to networking events, Chamber of Commerce events. He read stories about some of the really successful real estate agents that were in his area. And what he realized over a few months was they started just where he started.
Mm.
Once he believed in possibility, his brain took intuition off mute. And what that allowed to happen was he met people. He had inspirational ideas. And one of those ideas was to contact surfing shops and corporations that had executives that surfed. You see, in his previous life, he used to compete as a surfer for a while. And he had this creative idea, since he knew so many famous surfers, to put together this 1-hour presentation that had video and testimonials from these surfers that correlated risk-taking in surfing to risk-taking in business. And he put together this 1-hour presentation and he gave it away for free. He went to all these places and said, "I'll speak for free." Well, everybody said, "Sure, come on in." I mean, who wouldn't want a great presentation on surfing if you're a surfer, right? Well, through that, he met a lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of contacts. And he not only met his goal, his financial goal, he's had 2 goals since that were bigger and met those. But even more importantly, he met a whole group of friends who he now calls surfing buddies, who continue to refer business to him.
Wow.
But he wouldn't have gotten there unless he shifted his belief into possibility.
That's beautiful. That, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking of the I am principle, you know, and that spiritual principle, I am that I am, that I am is the making power, that whatever you, one of the old ladies said, whatever you say you am, you is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, go right ahead.
Well, so the fifth step in the gratitude formula is to be patient. When you're waiting for those intuitive directions, what I call leads, when you're waiting for them, be patient. Don't force a solution. Because if you fail, then you have to go all the way back to the beginning to prime your brain to believe that it's possible for you to achieve your goals. So be patient in waiting for those intuitive leads. And be disciplined. Make sure that every single day you're programming your brain for success rather than letting the rest of the world program it for you. Wow. And then you're going to, as you're being disciplined, there may be an old belief or behavior that's trying to pull you back to your old comfortable or even uncomfortable way of life, because your subconscious and everything about you knew how to cope in that old state. So be disciplined and persevere. And then finally, I recommend to people to take the time to discover your purpose. Because if you're living from a place of purpose, you end up supercharging yourself with passion and creativity and energy that you never knew that you had. And in the gratitude formula, I walk people through a very simple process so that they can discover their purpose. You know, and so many people say that when you're living for purpose, life is just easier. Jack Canfield says that. Dr. Wayne Dyer said that when he started to live his life on purpose and giving of himself, which was his purpose, prosperity just flowed to him, and it was almost uncanny. Like he didn't have to work as hard. It just came. And that's been my experience too. My purpose since I was 12 is to bless others and to be blessed. And as I've done that in different variations throughout my life, what I've found is that I don't have to work as hard. I just have to follow this system for success, and I can achieve any goal that I want. And I know that everybody else can do that. Everyone has proved how powerful they are already. They learn to read. They learn to ride a bike. They learn to drive a car. They learn to type on that crazy keyboard that's not even in alphabetical order. They use repetition every single day to practice in order to master how to do it. And they saw friends and family that were successful in accomplishing those goals. So they knew it was, they were training themselves to believe it was possible. And then, as Florence Scovel Shinn, one of my very favorite writers, who published a book called The Game of Life in 1925, she said that we can't always control our thoughts, but we can control our words.
Yes.
And through repetition, we impress our subconscious and then can become masters of any situation. And people have already proved that. With driving, I mean, can't you drive home from work sometimes, or drive home from somewhere you go often?
Yes.
And not remember large parts of your drive home?
Yes. Yes.
Right? Because you've mastered through repetition the situation. And people can do the same thing in achieving goals. Repetition reaps rewards, and making what they want familiar and welcome will help them gain that spiritual intuition to achieve their goals easier.
Wow. May, I'm going to tell you, number one, what you've laid on us today. I mean, I feel like I've been to church. I really want to take up a collection. Okay. And
that's so funny. I was just at Unity of Delray Beach on Sunday. So.
Yes. Well, I mean, I can just feel it in my body. And one thing, you got to tell folks how to contact you, your contact information, because I know that when they hear this, they're going to want to know, and they're going to want to go out and get your book, because you make it sound so simple, and I know it is.
Well, Dr. Harris, I want to tell you that people can go to maymccarthy.com. That's maymccarthy.com. And if they do that, there's lots of free information, including for your listeners, three chapters of each of my books for free. They can download that for free and see if they like it. There's also a bunch of free videos, lots and lots of freebies on there. And I also am booked out to speak around the world until next October. So if I happen to be in a city where some of your listeners reside, I hope they'll come and say hello. And I'd love to see them there.
Wow. Well, we're going to certainly recommend that. We're going to get your website up and let people know about it. And, you know, this time goes by so fast. You've shared so many pearls with us. I hate to even ask you, is there any one thing you'd like to leave our listeners with? I think you've already given them the gold mine. Is there anything else you'd love to add?
Right. So what I would leave with them is that success is a system. It's not a secret. All right. It's not just reserved for only a few. And you've already proved how powerful you are. You've accomplished so much, and this is just one more means to accomplish even higher and greater good for you to create the life that you love.
Well, thank you so much. Folks, you've heard from Mae McCarthy. Her website is www.maymccarthy.com, and we're going to post it on our website and on our Facebook page. We thank you so much and look forward to being with you again.
Thank you, Dr. Harris, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
Oh, and same to you. Folks, wow, we have had an incredible interview. I feel so inspired now. I just feel so motivated that I've gotten a copy of the book, and I'm going to put some serious time into working with those principles, because I can see that these are principles that you can enact on a daily basis. Be sure to go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. And you know, we have our special holiday, a holiday special, a 2-for-1 special to get your copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. And that is www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com for 2 copies of our book, plus over $100 in digital goodies. Our closing affirmation for today is, I am grateful for excellent health, prosperity, and true love. I'll say that again. I am grateful for excellent health, prosperity, and true love. Remember, we are where we are because of the choices, decisions, and actions we take. We have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. So choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate habits that support the life you desire, and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, host of the Millionaire Mentorship Show, saying, listen to our broadcast each and every hour. It's available 24 hours a day. And tune in next week, same time, same station.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Percent black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Vashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Vashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.